Warning, this podcast may cause uncontrollable laughter, side-eye stares, and questionable life choices. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
God, I've been watching that that airplane. We'll get deeper into that here, maybe a little bit later, that LaGuardia. Wow. What are the odds? Some weird stuff happening in the United States, man. There's some weird stuff happening. But anyway, here's the gig. We're celebrating our 1 year, so we have tickets to several things. First of all, Lancers. Yeah. All right, Lancers is Thursday. We got a four-pack of tickets for Thursday against Sioux Falls, and then Sunday they're going against Lincoln Stars. And by the way, there are no rules. If you want to enter in all these, enter in all of them. We do not care.
Seriously.
We don't have rules on this podcast. This is all about, you know, the party crashers. Also, Whitney Cummings. Now, we're going to be, you know, announcing who wins that because she's going to be at the Astral in La Vista on Friday, this Friday. And she's a very funny comedian. If you want those tickets, we have a couple pair there. Now, the biggin'. And we'll give you that keyword here in about 10, 15 minutes. But Nate Bargatze, he's going to be in at the CHI on April 25th. And basically how you're doing this, if you've been listening, you're just going to get this keyword from us and you're going to go to bigpartyshow.com and just enter it there. That's it. And then and this is
you got to listen to get the keyword. Yeah, that's the trick.
That's the trick. And we have more than one pair of those. So we're going to be doing this up until the show on the 25th. Everybody has an opportunity to win. Win, win, win. And there's also 10% off our merch. 10% off all merch. Go buy some merch already. Who doesn't want to
get some fun stuff?
I know. We got some good stuff up there. I'm working on asking me about my fish.
I'm working sign on me up. Yeah. I want one. From where ask me about my fish, I'll be like, well, you should ask me about my cat.
Yeah.
And that'll inform you what happened to my fish.
We need a whole line of those things. I'm telling you, ask me about everything, you know. But yeah, go get some merch. All right. So I was talking about that airplane thing. Have you paid? Of course, you paid attention to that. What are the odds of something like this happening? Oh, my God.
It's sad.
It is so incredibly sad. When they talk about the airline, you know, stewardess that was strapped in, because you know how they strap in. Basically, they got their back to the deal,
cockpit.
The cockpit. Well, this woman, this plane hit this fire truck going, and it isn't like a normal fire truck. It's a big fire truck, but it hit it because it was crossing, and it. Unfortunately, the two pilots, they're young, they perished, and then this woman got thrown. They found her on the tarmac, still in her chair. Oh, my God.
Yeah, she's lucky.
So lucky. She just has a broken leg. That's it. But, yeah, that could have ended up a thousand times worse. But, good Lord, I bet your news cycle is just crazy at your WGN.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's been I got in Monday morning and I was like, well, off to the races, I guess. Like, here we go. And wow. just I don't know if you've had a chance to hear the audio from the air traffic controller.
Yeah.
But it's just like, God, you know, I mean.
It's bad.
They gave the green light to the fire truck and then realized that this plane was landing. You know, he was juggling a bunch of different tasks.
He was handling the power. Because normally one guy will, in most airports, one guy handles the air and one guy handles the ground. He was doing both at the same time. Yeah, he said.
So new audio came out and, you know, it's him saying, he's like, I messed up.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Somebody was like, well, you know, I'm like, you never go back to that job.
No.
I mean, I don't know how. I mean, maybe he's got a passion for it and he'll be able to work through this. But I would just think this would be the kind of moment where you're like, I don't think I could ever go back to work.
I think it's a lot of things that just, you know, just dominoed when it comes to those air traffic controllers. Molly, I think they just said, I was watching a news thing on it. They said there are only two in there. Two air traffic controllers in LaGuardia. That's a huge airport. and you have two guys there, two people there.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, that's what I just heard. And then on top of it, you know, when they did the government shutdown before, they were part of that shutdown. It wasn't partial. So I was talking to the sweet Wileen. I'm like, I'm guessing they're just a lack of bodies. Because once someone leaves because they're not getting paid, which we're seeing right now with the TSAs, they're not going to come back, you know. So that has to be some carryover from that, you know.
Possibly, but there was already a there's been a deficit. They've been trying to recruit air traffic controllers for a long time now.
For a long time.
This isn't a new problem. And I guess LaGuardia is actually staffed better than most airports.
Are they?
They have 37 openings and they have 34 bodies. So it's like they're only down like three or four. They have like three or four openings. But I mean, the fact that they have 34 is considered very well staffed when you look at other airports, which that's a thankless job. Talk about like, I mean, TSA, at least, you know, you can have that human contact of thank you. You know, like, I appreciate you. These guys are just
that's one of the most
in a tower somewhere.
I think one of the most stressful jobs out there, isn't it? I mean, think about what you're responsible for. I mean, there's now these all these near misses, you know, that FedEx plane that was landing and the other one. I mean, it's like I wouldn't want that job. I have way too much ADHD to be able to focus like that. I guess a lot of coffee, a lot of Red Bulls and stuff. I mean, I don't know.
Got to sleep. Got to be well rested, I would think.
Yeah. So there's that. There's that fun story. Welcome to the Big Party Show. Yes, welcome. All right, so we got to motivate. We're going to motivate. And we left you off with, God, what did we leave you off with? We left you off with, would you rather eat cold scrambled eggs or a hot tuna salad?
Ugh, cold scrambled eggs.
Really? I just had some the other day. Ugh. All right, let's find out what's behind that plate.
Party crashers. Molly's out here picking up rocks like she just discovered treasure. No plan, no reason, just, yeah, I like this one. Meanwhile, the rest of us are stressed about everything, and Molly's winning the day with a rock. So party crashers, maybe take a note from Molly, not the rock part. Let's relax on that. But the part where you slow down, find one small thing you like today, and call it a win. That's it. That's the goal. And again, maybe leave the rocks outside.
Oh, look at that. I had no idea I was living a motivation. Winning.
Yeah, you're winning. Yeah. Do you still do your rock hunting?
It's been cold, so I haven't, but it's starting to warm up. I was just talking to my girlfriend, Jamie, the other day. She was giving me hints because I was like, you know, it's hard. We were talking about pool shoes. And I was saying that, you know, I kind of have a different, like everybody was talking about Birkenstocks being good summer shoes. And I was like, yeah, except for when I go to the beach, it's hard to get the sand out of them.
Yeah.
And they're like, they make rubber Birkenstocks.
Actually rubber, but.
Yeah. Like they're like slide Birkenstocks, but they're rubber.
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, well, that's a game changer. Because right now I basically have like some slides that I use, but you never get the sand out of that. You can hose that off all day long and you'll find one grain of sand just digging into the bottom of your foot.
Oh, I hate it.
Doesn't matter. So it's like I need something that I can really like hose off. You know, beach problems, sand. What are you going to do?
I'm with you. You know, it's funny because we have all kinds of shoes like that because we go diving and we'll go to places with beaches. And it just you got to wear shoes like that on the beach because, first of all, you don't want to step on something. And also it's the sand is always so hot, you know,
yes.
So it defers that. And now you gave me some great ideas. So we have a little pathway to the pool that we have in the back. And the cement gets so stinking hot that you can't even walk on it.
Ooh.
So, yeah, we're trying to navigate that. It's about seven, I want to say 20 feet long is, you've seen the sidewalk, but it's about 20 feet long. And so we're trying to figure out what kind of rug can we put down that path. Outdoor rug that's not going to get blown away. This is pool problems. This is right.
Beach and pool problem. People listening are like, shut up. You guys, seriously, you're like, in my pool. And I'm like, I know when I'm at the beach.
Yeah. So anyway, now I feel like we should get a bunch of those cheapo rubber shoes because there's some that just aren't expensive.
Yeah.
And just have people wear that, you know, I mean, I don't know. Otherwise,
I'm going to keep an eye out at Aldi. Always has these like Aldi deals, Aldi steals or whatever. And they've got great like Burke knockoffs.
Okay.
And I think I saw something like what she was talking about where they were like the plastic or the rubber Burks last year. And they're like bargain basement Aldi prices. So I got to keep an eye out because now would be the time of year where you're going to start seeing pool stuff, like water stuff start coming out, even though it's still way too early. It's still kind of one of those things where it's like, but it's coming.
Have you gotten the black light yet? I should have just let you have ours that you can go out. We have a couple of them. They're like black light flashlights. And so with rocks, there's a special rock that you can find. Oh, you've got one. You've got a UV beast. I have that. Okay. All right. Good deal. Have you used it yet?
Not yet.
Oh,
my
God.
Aunt got it for me for Christmas.
All right. Good. Good, good, good.
I haven't used it yet. It weighs a ton.
Yeah, it does. But it's good to use as a weapon if somebody comes up on you because it'll be nighttime. You know?
Well, I also wanted to look at the rocks that I already have that are –
I should do that. Yeah, because you know
what I mean?
Know.
See if any of them glow.
It's weird. It's like they have veins when you shine on them. And we took it out to Florida because you can find other kind of weird stuff out there on the beaches as well with the black light. And, you know, probably semen and all that fun stuff.
Yeah. Can't even imagine. Don't take this to a hotel room. You'll never sleep again. Yeah. Honey, did you bring the black light? I really wanted to get a good night's sleep tonight. Yeah. I left it at home.
Isn't that weird that stuff can pick up like human stuff?
Bioluminescence, yeah. That, like whatever's in. You know, they use it at crime scenes where it's like you think you did a good job and they can see all the bleach streaks.
Yeah.
And where the blood was, you're like, damn it.
Yeah.
I should have gotten myself a UV beast.
Before I murdered that person. Before I cleaned the scene, at least, you know.
Yeah.
I guess after bleaching all that stuff off, you're probably just going to want to have to prime and paint for the most part because then.
Even then.
It still picks it up.
I think it still does. Like, I think there have been people where it's like, huh, this is weird. This wall's like freshly painted. And I do think that unless you're like super, you know, like. You forget that it splatters everywhere.
It splatters.
God, this is such a ghoulish, but like all it takes is one little speck that you didn't paint over. And all of a sudden they're like, well, what's this? And then they swab it and they're like, well, this is Molly's blood party. And you're I haven't seen her. She is not.
And you know, on the cleanup, you have to cut that drywall out. You can't just leave that in there and paint over it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got to dispose of all of it. One time I was a painter way back early days, and I had to go into a place that my boss volunteered to paint it because he just needed money, and it was super hot, and the air conditioner hadn't been on for, I don't know, days, maybe even weeks. Okay. So you imagine what that was like. And so now we're in there cutting. I'm like, I'm going to quit. I didn't sign up for this.
Right.
I'm not a cleanup person. I don't work for a company like that. But yeah, it was awful.
What were you cleaning up?
It was just a bad thing that happened in an apartment. I mean, I don't want to go into detail with it. It was just
okay.
Bad.
Yeah. Like a bad thing, like crime scene.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
Oh, okay. I mean. be clear. Yeah. Because right now we're talking about crime scenes and you're talking about house painting.
I'm not talking about
semen. I'm just
checking
to see where we got the crossover.
Well, because I was a painter and you get it. I was a painter.
Uh-huh.
And,
yeah. Now I'm now, you now get it. Okay. Now the bridge has been created and I can follow you.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yes. Oh, no. I've had a lot of weird jobs.
This episode is brought to you by Big Party Confidence Booster. Feeling unsure? Just ask yourself, what would Big Party do? Then do it with 100% confidence and about 60% accuracy. Side effects include doubling down, explaining things no one asked for, and refusing to Google it. Big Party Confidence Booster. Believe first, fact check never. Now back to the Big Party Show.
I loved painting, and I do to this day. My boss at the time, it was just me and him. And so what he did is he gave me a brush, right? And he said, this is all you're going to do for a year. So I just brushed, just cut in stuff, brushed. And then for the next year, he had me just rolling walls, never brushing. And then the next year I was working with him for like 10 years. The next year he had me like whenever there was wallpaper, I had to remove wallpaper. I was the one.
This guy sounds like he was just stringing you along.
No.
It's like, I can't teach him everything. Then he'll kill me.
Well,
that one crime scene and take over my old job.
Well, what happened is that I became so efficient with all those things when it came down to it that I was like I can take on three people and beat them at the job and do better because I became a pro at it. I would never have to tape. I would never have to put dry, tarps down or anything like that because I literally became a pro. And so when I left and was doing radio for a little bit, that disappeared and I went back and he had two or three other employees. One of them was his son. So he fired them all. He just let them go because I'm one guy that's can do enough work as for three at the same amount of time. So it only made sense. So now I'm like by myself all the time. It was like I'm Frankenstein.
Oh my God. How you said you did this for 10 years?
I did it for 10 years. But once you get good at it, then it's nothing. That's just it. Once you get good at what your craft is, it doesn't mean anything. It just, you're enjoying it. You listen to the radio, you know, you're going to get it done. There's nothing that's really in your way. And plus I like turning ugly into like garbage looking like a trashed house, smoked house, whatever, into something brand new. There's something so satisfying about rolling like a light colored paint over a nicotine covered wall. I don't know what it is. 10 years.
Very specific.
Well, back then, a lot of people were smoking in their house. Still are, probably, you know.
Don't you just wash the walls?
You don't have to. It's not going to come off. I mean, it's going to wash off. But a lot of if the walls are flat, then it doesn't do anything. Yeah, it has to be some type of
walls.
When's
the last time you painted?
I'm about to paint here soon. Wiley wants me to paint something. But I'm going to redo that laundry room. And then I got to go through and probably touch up all the paint around the house. But yeah, it's been a little bit, but I think I'm about due, you know. And I don't, like I said, I don't mind it. I don't want to do it for anyone else. I try not to, unless they, you know, you got to pay me. It's like, I just can't go there and do it for free. So yeah, I'm not asking to paint, by the way. So if you're going to reach out to us about painting,
no,
you can come watch.
Do you paint the outside of your house too?
I don't like outdoors. I don't like outdoors, but I did. Yeah, I did. And for some reason, I don't like heights anymore. So I painted everything I could reach up with the ladder up to like, I don't know, 10 feet. And then I hired somebody to come out and do the rest. I don't like being on ladders anymore. I don't know why it is. And I never have. But that's another thing I don't like. And this is going to think I'm crazy because remember when I said that I'd like to turn.
You're already there years ago. I mean, right out of the gate. Crazy. Okay.
Remember when I said that I like to turn, crappy stuff into new? When you're painting an outside of a house, a lot of times you have to scrape it, right? Power spray, scrape it. And so it leaves these indentions everywhere because you can't get all the paint off of it. So now when you go over it, it has indentions everywhere. And it's not good enough for me. So I just don't do it. Again, I'm not asking anybody to reach out to me to paint. Buy merch. That's easier. Then again, give me about a month and I probably will be like, I need to paint something, please. You know,
so wild.
Yeah, painting's crazy. I mean, this is a thing. Everybody, and you should tell your kids this too. Everybody should teach their kids one trade. Mm-hmm. One trade. Whether it's, I don't know, it doesn't have to be anything crazy. Building a fence, it could be anything easy, but a trade that people don't like to do, because a lot of people don't like to paint. And a lot of times when I would show up, these housewives or whatever wife that had a home project, mm-hmm. they wanted to get it fixed and painted before their husband came home. See what I mean? Because what they had imagined and did wasn't what they wanted, and they needed to fix it. But then I also learned how to faux finish and all that other stuff. So, yeah, I can turn walls into marble. And I don't want no one to reach out to me and ask me to do that either.
You're throwing out a lot of
I got
nose.
Talents, Molly.
I got talents. And I don't want that either. They're like, okay, nobody asked you to talk about it. You're like, I'm so good at this. Don't ask me to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, it's enough about me. We got more of coming. Yeah. Is it?
Oh, I bet there's more.
This podcast? Are you sure? By the way, if you're not getting Spotify, it's because we are moving things around. All right. We're independent now and everything's under one house. You guys already know that. But Spotify seems to be the ones that, tend to drag their tail a little bit. So we're waiting on those guys. But you can go to YouTube. If you can watch, just go to YouTube. We're all everywhere else. It's just Spotify that's the problem. Have you seen the Justin Timberlake video?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
He tried to get it blocked. He was like, please don't. And I don't blame him. I'm like, that sucks.
I can't believe that. Who's the guy that does the news that I hate, that I don't like? The good looking dude with muscles and he's always David Muir.
Okay.
He did it. He did a thing going, wait until you hear what Justin Timberlake said. I'm like, I've already watched all of it. I'm like, well, what did he say? And then he airs the stuff where he was literally, the guy was like, what are you doing here? He's like, I'm on tour. He goes, you're on tour. Who are you? What are you doing? He goes, I'm Justin Timberlake. And then they just kind of stopped it at that. I'm like, what are you guys trying to do? What are you trying to paint him as? Like he was name dropping? The guy asked him. Who you are.
Yeah, you got to give your name.
I mean, but the whole thing is so sad because I know that Justin was trying to leave fault. He was trying to say in the beginning when this all happened that he wasn't drunk. He had like one beer and they
were
just
martini.
Yeah, one martini. Whatever. And they were like targeting him or some sort like that. But then now you watch the video, my stomach hurt.
You're like, I think you had more than one martini. Yeah. That or it was like double martini night.
Oh my God. It was like someone.
He's like, this walking test is hard. I was like, oh boy. I mean, you were in a boy band and you're telling me that walking is hard. Yes. You guys popped and locked for like a decade and you're saying walking a straight line is a challenge.
I was waiting for him to cry. He looked like he was about to cry.
No, that's just called glassy eyes. He wasn't teared up. He was incapacitated.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I just felt bad because nobody wants to have their nose rubbed in it. No. You know, he messed up.
You got community service.
He made a mistake. He did community service, all this kind of stuff. The rest of us don't get our, you know, dirty laundry blown out on national television. And the only reason people want to see it is because of who he is. I mean, yes, he's famous, but I don't think you signed up to be like, yeah, go ahead and show the body cam from my DUI arrest. You're like, oh, ick.
I know.
Like, I felt gross. Like, it was on the news.
Everywhere.
And it was one of those things where it's like, I was at work. Like, it was on the news.
Oh,
I have to watch it. And
you were.
I'm watching this and I was like, oh, I am not reporting this. Like, I just won't. Like, it's just.
I don't know what the goal is with that. Because, I mean, I can see the beginning when they pull him over, you know, like, hey, the whole you know, but then they were like
you were swerving. You didn't stop at the stop sign, you know, all this stuff. Like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm on a world tour. And she's like, well, who are you? And he's like, I'm Justin Timberlake. And he's like, you're Justin Timberlake.
I can see that being, you know, exposed. I don't know why they needs to be. But the whole walking the line. And then they have all the video and stuff of him inside the jail being
or they show him his room and they're like, you might not be in here for very long. You might be someplace else. And
all of that. He was handcuffed to a table and he was asking, is this what you normally do? I think he was trying to find out, is this what you normally do? Or you just do this to boy band people? You know, so I don't know.
Yeah. The whole thing was sort of grimy. I honestly it made me feel bad for him. It wasn't one of those like, look at that. Like I was watching it. I was like, that's not nice.
I know.
You know, like,
and we're not saying any favoritism here. I'm just saying, I just don't think it was necessary. I don't know. Gain out of this.
They caught him. I mean, they pulled him over not knowing who he was.
Uh-huh.
If what they say was true, he was swerving. He blew a stop sign. Anybody, Justin Timberlake or not, is going to get pulled over or should be pulled over. And so at that point, you know, they're just treating him like any other, you know, like any other pullover. But like just the fact that they released all of the footage, it's like, for what?
Don't get
like,
it.
Why is it my business? Why is it me in, you know, hanging out in Chicago? Why am I like turned on the TV like, so that's Justin Timberlake failing a roadside drunk test. That was necessary information for today.
Have you?
Oh, by the way, we're at war with Iran. Oh, by the way, gas prices are $1 million.
Yeah.
But no. Let's watch Justin Timberlake not walk a straight line.
Have you ever had to walk a line before like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. How'd you do? Can I ask?
I was fine.
Okay. Because I had to walk it too. I had went to a friend's funeral like in the morning or something. There was something going on. You know what it was? It was like a wake at night. So after the wake was over, we all went and just piled on the booze. Next day, I couldn't sleep. It was a Sunday morning. And so I'm driving. I decided I'm just going to go fishing. So I'm driving out, and I was in a small town. I can't remember, like by Plattsmith or something like that. And then I get pulled over, and I guess the guy looked at my glossy eyes from the night before and decided to give me the test.
The field test.
So the most humiliating part of that whole thing is that it was Sunday morning. Right.
People are driving to church and they're like, that guy's walking a line over there. They're like, they're giving that guy a field sobriety test. Damn.
That's sad.
Somebody had
morning.
A Saturday night.
That was so humiliating. Yeah. So that's,
you don't feel good.
No.
I mean, when you're like, even when you ace it, you're like, they had to ask. I mean, there was a part of me that's like, I mean, even though you're not, you're like, am I?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do I need to be? So that's why, like, when I was watching Justin Timberlake, he's like, this is harder than I thought. I'm like, yeah, because you're actually messed up, but you're also nervous. Like, you're messed up and nervous. It's not just, like, nerves. It's like, you know.
This
is probably not going to go well.
And then did they ask you – we're going to give the Nate keyword here in a minute, but did they ask you to, like, recite the alphabet backwards? I couldn't do that sober. But I know they do that.
I don't remember. This was a million years ago. Like, I don't remember.
Okay.
I don't remember if they asked about the alphabet or not.
That's because you were loaded.
Right. Well, I was blackout. So there was that.
You're just really good.
The only reason I remembered walking is because they showed me the body cam footage later. Yeah. No, please stop. Quit.
Yeah, so there you go. All right. So the Nate word is comedy. All right, take that word right over to bigpartyshow.com and then enter it. That's all you got to do. The keyword comes at you Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then Tuesdays with the after party as well, which is yesterday. So there's another keyword laying around if you haven't been to the after party podcast. Again, everything lives at bigpartyshow.com. All the links right there on the front page. So it's all right there for the taking. All right, so the last thing I have is Cardi B decided that she's not going out to go get that booty taken care of. I just saw an interview with her and she looks great.
Mm-hmm.
She, I don't know. She, how many kids does she have? She looks fantastic.
I think she has three.
Okay. I was blown away. I'm like, wow.
She pays a lot of money to look that good.
Oh my God. I bet she took the Ozempic stuff or something. I don't know. Was she ever heavy?
She took whatever. I mean,
she looks great. Unbelievable.
She doesn't have any, I mean, and I love the fact that she just, I mean, she owns it. She's like, yeah, I've done stuff to my body. You don't look like this just because you eat right and work out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the one where it just kills me when they're like, no, this is all natural. And these poor
liars,
kids are falling over themselves, not understanding why they can't starve or work themselves out into whatever body they've seen on television. It's like, because that's not real.
Yeah, because the interview I saw was like today. Oh, you know, it was Jenna Bush and her new friend. I was watching that. And so, she was like a normal human. I've never seen her like that before. She's just a normal human having fun with everybody. And that she's always just so dramatic with stuff and hard. You know what I mean?
Mm.
But no, not at all. She was great. So she's not going. She said she's happy with her body the way it is. She's not going to take any of the butt implants out. And,
sure, because they told her what her butt was going to look like afterward.
You think?
You can't go that big and go back down and not have there be some fallout.
Oh, I can imagine.
Skin only stretches so far.
Yeah. Yeah, and her butt
and
is
then
ridiculous.
You really got to, like, I don't think there's enough collagen in the world to get it back to, like, straight off the lot.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be collagen. It would be cutting and taking the skin off and sewing it right back up. Boom, tight ass. Boom, there you have it.
I forgot that you were a plastic surgeon.
Tight ass. That's what everyone does when they lose a bunch of weight, Molly. They get all that surgery taken care of. It's not like you just put some lotion on and it shrinks it. What do you use? Do you use anything cream-wise
I use face cream. I use body, body lotion type of stuff because it's stinking dry.
Yeah, yeah.
Winter. And I feel like every time I move, I'm going to crack skin open.
Sounds hot.
It is super hot.
All right, we're gonna get out of here. Friday we have another keyword for you. Be patient on the Spotify if you're listening on a different deal. It'll get taken care of eventually, hopefully soon. But thanks for supporting. Make sure you pick up merch and drop your name into anything you want to win. It's right on the contest page. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big Party Show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big Party Show. Big Party Show. Big Party Show.